Brazilians go to the polls Sunday to vote in a presidential runoff that could have consequences for the Amazon rainforest. President Bolsonaro, who is trying to win a second term, has overseen massive deforestation of the Amazon. Now critics warn that even more destruction could result if President Bolsonaro makes good on plans to pave a key road running through the jungle. Reporter John Otis has more.
The road, known as Highway 319, begins just across the Amazon River from the Brazilian city of Manaus. There's no bridge spanning the two-mile-wide river, so to get across and start our road trip, we take a car ferry. Highway 319 was built in the 1970s. The idea was to connect the jungle to Brazilian cities and bring more settlers and development to the Amazon region. To some extent, that's what happened. But gradually, Highway 319 fell into disrepair. Today, it's like driving an obstacle course with crater-sized potholes and rickety bridges. Much of 319 is unpaved and dissolves into mud during the rainy season. We've arrived in the dry season, but ahead of our pickup, trucks threw up so much dust, it's like driving through a sandstorm. Accidents are frequent.
This is a tractor trailer that overturned about a week ago. They're telling us that the driver fell asleep in the middle of the night and the truck just flipped.
President Bolsonaro, who has promoted mining, logging, and ranching in the Amazon, has pledged to fully pave 319 and turn it into a kind of jungle expressway. In July, Brazil's environmental agency granted a preliminary permit to go forward. Although that permit is still under review, we spot dump trucks and bulldozers upgrading the road. We also find a lot of roadside residents who strongly support the project. Among them is farmer José Marcondes. She recalls falling sick with malaria during last year's rainy season. The road was so muddy that even in a four-wheel drive, she was unable to get to a hospital. But jungle roads, even unfinished ones like 319, nearly always bring a flood of newcomers and massive deforestation. Indeed, all along the highway, we come across huge fires like this one. Later, the charred trees and underbrush will be cleared away to create pasture land.
There's about 25, 30 head of cattle right in front of me. That's the end game for all of this deforestation and people burning down the jungle because they're trying to open up land for farming and cattle ranching.
Under Bolsonaro, 13,000 square miles of Amazon jungle have been destroyed, an area larger than Belgium. An upgraded highway would speed up the destruction, says Giorgio Torres, an indigenous fisherman who has lived in the Amazon for 44 years. I live in a paradise, and we have to take care of it, he says. But most people don't think that way. They think the rainforest goes on forever. Another road skeptic is Philip Fernside. He's a biologist at Brazil's National Institute for Amazonian Research.
That the better the road gets, the more and more these environmental crimes are happening. So you have the land being grabbed along the road, you have more and more deforestation, and you have all of these illegal side roads that are being built.
He says turning 319 into a major highway makes little economic sense because it's cheaper to move freight along rivers and the Atlantic Ocean. For settlers who move to remote patches of the Amazon and then demand roads, Fernside has little sympathy.
In Brazil, people do have a right to come and go, but it doesn't mean that you have a right to have a government build a highway to everybody's doorstep.
A more optimistic view comes from Eduardo Taveira, the top environmental official in Amazonas State that includes most of the highway. He says improving 319 will help authorities monitor the jungle and stop deforestation.
So why not to find a way to make the roads accessible again and avoid deforestation? Why not to do that? It's totally possible to do that.
However, Bolsonaro has gutted the government agencies that enforce environmental laws. His opponent in Sunday's election, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has pledged to take better care of the Amazon. But even da Silva, a leftist former president, says he's willing to discuss paving 319. On our way back to Manaus, the highway takes us across a large bridge spanning a river. But just 12 hours after we drove across it, that bridge collapsed into the water, taking several vehicles with it. That's the sound of rescue teams trying to save some of the victims. But according to government officials, 4 people died and 1 is still missing. So, on Highway 319, at least some improvements are urgently needed. John Otis, NPR News, on Highway 319, Brazil.